Morning. I'm a professor of agronomy at Alabama A&M University and been looking at some vegetable crops. Our clientele is mostly, our university stakeholders are small farm holders. So we keep looking at some of these niche market crops that from which they can benefit. I have had plentiful help from others. Late Lavanya Abburi, she was my graduate student. She just passed away last year. Fran Crawford is a current graduate student. She's working on this project for her master's thesis. Robert Spencer, Korea, they are extension service agents. And Kakani is a private entrepreneur. She does organic cooking and so on. And Wheeler is another extension service agent. So we have some research, some outreach involved in this project. So we can skip this. When we looked at the statistics for vegetable production, California is about the giant. It's leading vegetable producer in both acreage as well as dollar value. It takes up about 52% of the U.S. production acreage as well as roughly 60% of the dollar value of vegetables in the whole United States. Compared to that, these are pretty minuscule. Florida and Georgia are supposed to be second or third leading states, but they take both from acreage as well as production value point of view is very, very low. So we wanted to see if these tropical vegetable crops coming from mainly from India, China, and some of these Hispanic countries do well in southeastern U.S. Because all these states, they import quite a few. They import a lot of vegetables. You look at their acreage and production values, very, very low compared to the potential they have. Okay, so they import a lot of vegetables. There's the need for increasing acreage under vegetable production, and we thought organic production of vegetables would provide a premium price on this. First of all, these are specialty crops, and on top of that, if you grow them organically, probably farmer would benefit from that. And also it provides diversification, generates income to a greater extent than other agriculture products. So we thought high-value ethnic vegetable crops could help in getting sustained profits. I spoke to one of the farmers before we started this project. He says normal eggplants, U.S. eggplants, sell for $10 a box, whereas Chinese, Japanese, or Indian eggplants sell for about $30 per box. Okay. So looking at specialty vegetables, these are some four categories of specialty vegetables. Ethnic vegetables, mini vegetables, off-season, and some of these heirloom vegetables. A lot of papers have been presented here on those. Why did we look at ethnic vegetables? Because these are fast-growing populations. If you look at the demographic shift since 2000, the Hispanic population has been fastest growing, then Indian population and Chinese. Now, Hispanic population is coming in like middle-class, middle-income group here, and they're always looking for foods that vegetables they have grown up eating back home. So if they find the vegetable out here, they don't look at the price, they just look at the vegetable and go for it. Indian immigrants, most of them are professionals, computer science guys. They have a lot of disposable dollars. They're also looking for some of these vegetables. They don't usually look for the price. So they are willing to pay the premiums. So farmer would be the winner here. So we have We visited some of the community markets, growers, and looked at some of the demand. And roughly, just in Birmingham alone, where there are about 68 grocery stores, they said the demand is about 4 pallets of different vegetables a week. So it's a fairly good demand there. Okay. So some pictures here of how these vegetables, we have a wide variety of vegetables in tropical countries. India grows several vegetables and they're marketed in several ways, just on the roadside, near the markets, and they also bring them on carts to your houses. So that just reflects what the production is and how it is being distributed around. Some pictures of some of the Asian or Indian vegetables that Indian like, bitter melon, tindora, parwal, that's pointed gourd, sponge gourd, snake gourd, Indian eggplants, guar, spinach, and so on. I'm going to show these crops to you. So this is colocasia, the first one here. This is a root crop. This is very sensitive. This is a root crop and has some medicinal value. Almost all of these vegetable crops have some medicinal value besides basic nutrition. Next one is bitter gourd. We'll be talking more about this. This has anti-diabetic value. And this is tindora. It's a pointed gourd. It's a different variation. It's called parwal. These sell at about $78 a pound in a farmer's market. Then this is another pointed gourd there. It's a cut frozen vegetables that's sold. Mung bean is sprouted bean that's health, found in health food stores. We have the bottle gourds. It's an Indian gourd. This is also known to reduce both blood pressure as well as glucose levels. We tried some pigeon pea as a vegetable here. We tried about 4 different varieties. Grows pretty good. But the thing is, it doesn't make a final yield, so we are now looking at it for as a forage and a vegetable crop. So we got some funding from the USDA Specialty Crops Block Grant, Alabama Department of Agriculture, to conduct some research on these ethnic vegetable crops in Alabama. We raised these seedlings in the greenhouse. In this project, we are looking at both not only production, we are also looking at outreach. We actually established demonstration plots in about 8 farms across Alabama. And we're looking at also not only showing them how to grow, but we show them how to cook them, because a lot of these people, when they see these vegetables, they say, how do you use this? So we have a cook in our project. She does the cooking demos. Production packs is fairly similar for raised bed. Plastic is nowadays so popular because of the it helps in controlling weeds. We plant them in the field. These are replicated field plots, about 5 replications feet. And this is the Indian vegetable, long bottle gourd. It yields pretty good. This we start off, the seedlings started off sometime in end of March, April, and by June, first week of June, we transplant this. And because they like high soil temperatures, we generally around 60 degrees F is a preferable one. These are trellised. We put fence posts, and then top of that put some mesh. It could be, so we've been using even cattle gates as mesh. This is another bottle gourd, fairly high yielding type of 40 pounds per plant. Lufa, it's a smooth gourd and also gives fairly good. That's in our harvest season, is between August, mid to late August through to end of first week of October. This is bitter melon, Mammatica cherentia. It's preferred by both Indians as well as the Asian populations. They love this crop, and a lot of varieties among these. But the one that is green with pointed, it's about 5 inches long. This is preferred by the Indians. And they're very bitter, and they believe that it reduces glucose levels. So a lot of them make a juice and drink, though even though it's very bitter. These are ash gourds, very big ones, they're very heavy. They do pretty good in these environments, and they yield pretty high too, 46 pounds per plant. Okay. Snake gourd, these are fairly long, they, you know, since they look long and cylindrical, they call snake gourd. We have several varieties. Here we have actually three different varieties, these short white ones. This is a preferred variety because it fills pretty good. So the consistent, the inside is pretty consistent and tastes good. This is another striped one, little ornamental. And then we have varieties that grow up to about 3 to 4 feet, even sometimes 5 feet long. Eggplants. Now, we have been growing this and we have some African-Americans, Americans in my project. They generally want them to grow very big. So I tell them, this is not, you cannot let it grow very big. You have to harvest them when they're about that small size. This is about the right size to harvest. And their texture and flavor is very different from the eggplants that are found here in the markets. Okay, there are some, this is actually a Korean eggplant. This is Indian, this is Indian eggplant. There's some new varieties coming up. There are a lot of different types of beans out there. This cluster bean has got both culinary as well as industrial value. And then hyacinth bean is also preferred. This is cluster bean plant here, produces beans in clusters. There are several different types of peppers, okay? And the hotter the better. Indians love hot peppers. Okra, this is the Indian okra, smooth okra. And then this Malabar spinach. We don't have really wide variety of leafy vegetables during the summertime, particularly in the southeast. So a couple of these kind of vegetables would do well. We plant, this is sorrel, leafy vegetable. The Caribbeans love the flowers because the calyx is plumpy with a lot of juice in it. They make wine and juices out of it, whereas Indians love the leaf. It's very rich in iron and calcium. So it grows like a bush, big bush, and produces large amounts of leaf material. Okay. Amaranth is another one, but we have discontinued using this because it's an invasive kind of species. It belongs to pigweed family. Has become a problem on our farm now. Some of the Hispanic vegetables looked at cilantro, having lots of different types of peppers, cayenne peppers, poblano peppers, pepperoncini, and this is just a variety of Hispanic vegetables, and some cucumbers are there, given it what is used. Some leafy vegetables, I think leafy vegetables have good potential here. We tried tomatillos, but they were not really very good. We had insect problems. They were not producing well, a lot of flower and fruit drop. So we discontinued this. We still don't know. This one we dropped because of the disease on it, powdery mildew. A lot of Chinese beans. Edamame has got a huge market here. Nowadays, even some Walmart is selling them. They grow pretty good in these environments. We make very high yields. Even Chinese have their own bottle gourds. Chinese wax gourd, this is huge. Each one weighs about 85 pounds. And it's about 4 to 5 feet long, about 1 foot wide in diameter. It's a good one. Thought it could not only feed a family, maybe the village. Yard-long beans are fairly popular. They also yield pretty high. Chinese eggplants. These are Korean eggplants, they're solid and very good quality. Edamame, we looked at edamame. Edamame is, you got to really time the harvest. If you delay a couple of days, then you could lose the quality of the vegetable. These are some basils we tried, you know, this Chinese basil. Some leafy vegetables here. We also incorporate farmscaping for attracting insects and helping pollination. Some of these plants have been also taking care of some of the insects, particularly on tomato. They predate on. We have field days, invite a lot of people. Usually we get about 80 to 90 people coming for these field days. Talk to them and demonstrate cooking and sampling. Thank you.